Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is not Andrew McKay. This is Rusty Branch sitting in for Andrew as he's away on a much-needed break before the Democratic National Convention next week. And I am also joined here. We're co-hosting today with City Councilman and just a wonderful human being, unless that is that you live in his district and he hasn't helped you with the drainage issue, then I've only just met Jared Moore and I already don't like him. just let you know that. So, but if he's helped you, we're longtime friends. Jared?
Yeah.
Jared's just got his first cup of coffee. He didn't know they had that here at the studio. We withheld that in the first hour. So he's going to get fired up here and ready to go. But we were talking about earlier, politicians and their responsibility in elected office. And, you know, certainly there is a sense of gratitude or at least some respect we should show those who step into the arena, who are willing to run. This is a reference to Teddy Roosevelt's speech, which actually was given in France. But the man in the arena. However, once you're in the arena, there's lots of tedious things you have to do. It's not all, you know, shouting at council meetings, right? And the glorious moments that we catch on the evening news. And one of those sort of mundane things that's so very important that Jared's worked very hard on, the council's working very hard on, I thought we'd spend just a few minutes talking about that, is stormwater, right? It matters. So, Jared, talk to us a little bit about what's going on with that, what the city's doing, what's it look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So, give you a little bit of context. The district I represent is District 4. It rhymes with more, so it makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the campaign slogans basically write themselves here.
Well, earlier we were talking about radio names, and John Pickens said, well, you know, I took Pickens, and I was like, well, okay. He's like, you know, it's a famous name. I'm like, okay, I couldn't figure it out, but then I remembered Fort Pickens. So I'm real, yeah.
Little,
I need to go get a cup
here,
of coffee,
have a sip
too.
Of my coffee here. Yeah. Well, District 4, I won't bore you with the boundaries of that, but essentially it's like a little clamshell around Bayou Tahar. So for District 4, a big, big priority is that water body, which it is. It is a special water body to have that kind of thing right in the middle of your city. And if anybody who's grown up here, they've at some point had the terrible experience of stepping down on the floor of Bayou Tahar and your foot sinks into about shin deep in whatever that mystery goo is, and it's just sins of the past. We have not stewarded that water body well, but fortunately about 20 years ago, you had a really great citizen, Dr. Philip Payne. His family still lives in the district. He took a special interest and lent his expertise to make sure that the city could clean up these water bodies and make sure that we were capturing the storm water in a way that it was filtered and you weren't just having everything run off the road down into the water. So,
well, let me hold you there on, since you mentioned roads and we got our first, for us, official traffic on the 5. So let's go to John.
I like that. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. We do have an accident with injuries and roadblock at Kim Strand and Breezy Acres Road. It says Kim Strand is blocked right now, so definitely avoid that area. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
So all that traffic.
Well, one clarification, too. It is Bayou. It's not Bayou Texar.
That's correct. I'm enjoying this part of the Rusty Branch morning news show, is that we get explanations on how to pronounce words.
Well, correctly. Okay. All right. Just making sure. But that is on Cervantes Street, right?
No, Cervantes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'm guessing you never had a tie cut off at Mesquite Charlie's either, right?
No, I don't wear ties.
That's right. All right. Well, anyway, so we've essentially throughout the city around Bayou Tahar, man, there's been these what they call vortex boxes or filtration boxes. It's a big elaborate box that essentially pulls sediment and lipids, you know, the oils, just any sort of solid or other matter that pollutes that bayou out. And so in this next budget cycle, we've got 5 outfalls where we're going to be able to capture. There's very few spots where the water runs in through the watershed to Bayou Tahar. And so there's 5 spots there. We're going to be able to capture that and get that filtered, get it run over to a filtration box.
Yeah, vortexes. I want to talk more about that, how humans can get in those. But I think we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County. and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family size 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we increased the graduation rate from 88 to 90.4%, increased industry certifications earned by students by 177%, and increased scholarships by $6 million. Our students rank third in algebra, fourth in reading, fifth in math, sixth in biology and U.S. history, and ninth in geometry. Let's keep the progress for our children going. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa County Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pensacola Morning News. I'm Rusty Branch, and this is Jared Moore. We're filling in for Andrew McKay. And Jared, I would have never guessed this. We've touched a nerve with stormwater. The lines and the text messages are blowing up. Some people are not happy. Some are. Anyways, it's if it gets more caustic, we're going to have to replay the Sam Parker ad with that lovely music in the background to calm folks down. But to save us, we're going to go to news with David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got?
Well, there's no reports of any major damage after a magnitude 4.4 earthquake hit the Las Vegas area. That hit about 8 p.m. local time last night. It was centered around 30 miles northwest of Las Vegas. The Biden administration has now approved a $20 billion weapons sale to Israel. That deal including F-15 fighter jets, air-to-air missiles, and tactical vehicles. A State Department press release says it's vital to U.S. interests to assist Israel to develop and maintain a strong and ready defense capability. And the Little League World Series begins here today. The 20-team tournament being held in Pennsylvania. That opens with a matchup between the Caribbean region and the Mexico region at about noon today. And then the New England region takes on the West region later on this afternoon.
All right, thank you for that, David Wayne. We're back, and we were talking about stormwater, and there's been a few comments about potentially Jared swimming in that and loss of hair. Jared doesn't have near the male pattern baldness that I do, and I've never been in Bayou Texar. Tahar, yes, yeah. I know some Tahars in town. They don't spell it like that, I can tell you that much. Andy and them. But anyways, Jared, you were talking about it, vortexes and all kinds of things. This is a serious issue, and it matters to homes and homeowners and the community. So you're finishing your thoughts there.
Yeah, no. So we got this next budget cycle. We've got five of the outfalls that currently the water runs untreated into the bayou, and we'll be able to get those addressed on the eastern shore of the bayou, Hyde Park, Cove Road and Gonzales Street, and then on the west shore of the bayou, East Brainerd and East Gadsden Street, there'll be, you know, it'll be light touches, but ways to collect that water, that sheet flow, and get it transferred towards where we've got some filtration boxes. So no new filtration box, but getting that water rerouted so that it's filtered before it goes into the bayou. So it's exciting. I know, here, Rusty, have some of my coffee.
Yeah.
Wake back up.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Riveting stuff. But as we said, these are the mundane things that actually make a community work. And so it's just terrific. But we're going to go to our traffic on the fives now, actually a few seconds early, but we're going for it. So.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still just dealing with that one accident that happened on Kim Strand Road and Breezy Acres Road. Kim Strand is blocked off. Avoid the area. You're seeing about a 20-minute delay in that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Well, we're back. And, you know, I was just thinking, Jared, about the news and how a lot of these guys who co-host try to be newsmen. That's why we've left that to David Wayne to do that, because if it's not newsworthy for him, then we probably shouldn't be talking about it. Correct? Right? It's kind of like preachers when they get a chance to fill in preach. You know, these young guys, they'll preach on John 3:16. We've heard 1,000 sermons on John 3:16. You know, do Haggai 2:4 or something, right? That's how I did it. So we're trying to be a little off kilter here, but anyways, so we're talking about stormwater, we're talking about elections, we're talking about the community, we're getting some text in, so we know at least three people are listening this morning, and I'm not sure if that's just Jared's kids.
the fact there was a comment about my hair loss, I'm certain it's my kids. It's got to be.
Well, you know, that joke's played out at my house. They don't even go there anymore because it's just like, so, John, you're good over there. We're not going to say anything.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're not all sitting here looking at David Wayne's full head.
Nor are we envious of his deep voice, right?
That's right.
We were talking earlier about some of the legends of Pensacola radio, Luke McCoy, who I came up on. But anyways, we're gonna go to David with some news in the newsroom. David, what you got?
Hang on one second here. Actually, I think, did I already do that one? Voters went to the polls in several states Tuesday as Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin all held some primary elections. In Wisconsin, Republicans chose Trump-endorsed candidate Eric Hovde to run against Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin, who's running for a third Senate term there. Texas's near total ban on abortions facing a challenge. Two women suing after their doctors refused to treat their ectopic pregnancies. The lawsuit saying physicians are intimidated by the risk that they could be jailed, that they refuse to perform protected abortions under that law. And the UAW has filed some federal labor charges against former President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. This comes after that two-hour conversation on X Monday night. Of course, during that interview, Trump praised Musk, but Musk also involved in a little bit of controversy after Tesla fired some workers who threatened to go on strike.
All right, we're back with you here. Jared Moore with Rusty Branch filling in with for Andrew McKay while he's away. And just wanted to say, too, we're joking, having a good time down here. But if there are any issues that you see out there, right, there's 40 square miles within the city. If there's any stormwater issues you're having, please email Rusty. And you can email me, jmoore@cityofpensacola.com, and I can get you connected. Or the Pensacola 311 app. That's one thing we can have the mayor on later, and he can let us know how they have overhauled the 311 system. Went from like 3,000 outstanding cases to he's got it down to maybe 30. So
wow, that's terrific. Well, we also are going to have a special guest after the break in just a moment who's going to talk to us a little bit about some Florida history and a question that comes up a lot. It's quite interesting. Why is the capital of Florida in Tallahassee? Right. And so we're going to have somebody that actually is in Tallahassee going to call in and talk to us a little bit about that. And they're what I like to affectionately call on fast time. I grew up right by the Apalachicola River, and so we had fast time and slow time. Do you know what that is, Jared?
I was just about to ask you, and I can't wait to hear what Grand Ridge fast time is.
Well, as you know, Apalachicola is the time zone change, and so I grew up on one side. My grandparents, my ball teams, they were all on the other side, and so every time we had a schedule, something was that fast time or is that slow time, right? So it was pretty confusing at times, except for it was wonderful at New Year's. At New Year's, I could have two New Year's. I'd go to Chattahoochee, where my grandparents lived. I'd celebrate. I'd drive back across the bridge, and then I'd celebrate another New Year's, except for Y2K. I stayed in Central Time, slow time, because I didn't, you know, if Chattahoochee fell in the river, I was going to drive west. I don't know how long I'd have made it. Yeah.
Very smart. That's one thing I've always loved about you, Rusty. Smart. Pragmatic intelligence. That's smart.
Oh, Y2K. I hadn't thought about that in a long time. That was a big issue, right? You remember that?
Exactly.
I had a friend who painted an old white station wagon, Y2K, with a smiley face on the front. And in the back, it said, "Follow me to freedom." And he drove around the Walmart in Marianna, Florida, for like the whole day, just driving circles. It was pretty wonderful. But anyways, I'm Rusty Branch. This is Jared Moore. We're filling in for Andrew McKay. He's away on a much-needed vacation as he gets ready for the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next week. And we're glad you're listening. We'll be back after the break.
Pelosi, former presidential candidate Nikki Haley has a message for Republicans as Vice President Kamala Harris gains momentum in certain states.
One thing Republicans have to stop doing, quit whining about her. We knew it was going to be her. She's not going to give an interview. They're going to hold out as long as they can. That's their right. They can do it. That doesn't mean we can't talk about what she believes in.
Haley speaking to Fox's Brett Baer. It's now been 24 days since Harris launched her campaign. Still no formal interviews or news conferences. Former President Trump will rally in North Carolina today, while Senator J.D. Vance will be in Michigan. In Minnesota, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar fending off primary challenger Don Samuels, bringing an end to the progressive squad losing streak.
I am incredibly, incredibly honored by this victory tonight.
She'll face Republican Dalia Al-Akhiti in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. It is partly cloudy, and we've got 79 degrees right now in Pensacola. The city of Pensacola has now released a conceptual redesign for downtown's iconic Palafox Street. That design would include brick paverwork and pedestrian walkways and intersections, rumble pavers to slow down vehicle traffic, wider crosswalks, the addition of more than 50 trees as well, and it would create more drainage for stormwater.
The pervious, you see a net gain of 12,322 square feet of pervious surface. That means where water can go in. And so we're actually increasing our viability, our strength when it comes to stormwater, because we've got 12,000 more square feet under this proposal that would be able to absorb some of that water.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves there. The project would be funded through a partnership between the city and Florida Power and Light. Mayor D.C. Reeves says parking revenue would also be used to fund part of the improvements. The city is still looking for public input on the project. They've set up a website, thenewpalafox.com. The earliest that construction could begin would be in spring of 2025. A Florida-based rescue operation on the ground in Lebanon. They're making plans to rescue Americans trapped in areas held by Hezbollah. Brian Stern, the founder of Project Dynamo, heads up Gray Bull Rescue. He says he and his teams have been operating now for weeks to set up people and logistics.
The State Department has been telling people to leave, Lebanon for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks already. Generally speaking, most people don't listen.
And Stern says his team has already conducted several operations, including one to get a Michigan man and his Lebanese wife out of Hezbollah territory. Florida now being sued over its law that bans lab-grown meat. Attorney Paul Sherman says the Constitution doesn't allow states to protect their agricultural products at the expense of federally approved alternatives.
If states have the power to ban meat products that they don't like, that would give a liberal state the power to ban conventional meat in favor of cultivated meat.
Sherman's group suing on behalf of Upside Foods, one of two companies that is authorized to sell the non-farmed meat. They say they want injunctions against state officials and four local prosecutors to allow tasting events and other promotions. Governor DeSantis said in signing the bill that the elites are trying to create peer pressure to ban agricultural meat products and put people out of business. Well, an arrest made in that triple homicide at West Jackson Square from last April. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Torrance Sumler was arrested this week on three counts of first-degree premeditated murder. That shooting happened at a birthday party April 28th. The three men were sitting in a car in a parking lot on West Jackson when they were gunned down. Since that incident, multiple ambush-style shootings have happened across Escambia County. That investigation in the case is now ongoing. And Escambia County deputies investigating a stabbing incident yesterday. The woman was reportedly attacked with a steak knife on Blunt Street Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff's office says the victim told investigators a male acquaintance had stabbed her in the arm. The woman was taken to a nearby hospital. So far, no arrests have been reported. It is 6:35 right now. News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Kimstrand Road and Breezy Acres Drive. Still saying Kimstrand is blocked, so avoid that area if you can. About a 20-30 minute delay I'm seeing on the big board right now. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures near 96 degrees for your high. Heat advisory in place until 7 p.m., 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 79 now in Pensacola. Beautiful morning. It's 76. In Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. And taking a look at our financial report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Stocks rallied to one of their best days of the year yesterday after the first of several highly anticipated reports on the economy came in better than expected. The S&P 500 jumped 1.7% for its third best day of 2024. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 408 points and the NASDAQ climbed 2.3%. Treasury yields also eased following the inflation data. The Consumer Price Index is due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel. The equipment includes St. Louis-made Boeing fighter jets, tactical vehicles, and advanced air-to-air missiles. However, the weapons are not expected to be delivered anytime soon because the deal is meant to increase Israel's defense capabilities long-term. Deliveries will not begin until at least 2026. Futures are mixed ahead of today's inflation data. The Dow Industrials yesterday gained 408 points. That's your money now.
It's 79 in Pensacola right now at 6:37. Your next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Rusty Branch with Jared Moore, the Honorable Jared Moore, Pensacola City Councilman. And Jared, you know, a question I get a lot being in tourism and just talking to people from residents, lifelong residents, from visitors, is a question about why in the world is the capital of Florida in Tallahassee? Now, that's an easy answer because Pensacola, Jacksonville, St. Augustine were the only two areas really in Pensacola when statehood happened. So they just met in the middle, right? Back to Diamond Rio. Oh, full circle. Oh, if you weren't listening earlier, you didn't get that. But it's full circle for this room. Amazing. But anyways, the bigger question is, and we're going to answer it once and for all. So anybody ask you about why it's at the Capitol, it was in Tallahassee, why did it stay there? You can get this podcast and play it for them. But the bigger question is, how and why did the Capitol stay in Tallahassee? And I have a special guest, my brother, Jeremy Branch, live from Tallahassee. He spent his entire adult life in politics in Tallahassee working. He's been mentored by some of the really great men and women of the legislature over the years. And so I've got Jeremy on to answer this question. And just to give you his credentials, Jeremy was specifically mentored by a senator, Whig Barrow, who was in the middle of all of this. And Whig is a gentleman who passed maybe two of the most important pieces of legislation, Jared, in the history of Florida. The first one, which was a great time saver and money saver, and we have him to thank for this, is he introduced and passed Turn Right on Red.
Oh.
Amen. We just let's have a moment, right? The other one is that prior to his bill, it was illegal in the state of Florida to sell alcohol on election day. And Whig got that changed. And I think, Jeremy, he had a quote specifically about that. Do you remember the quote, Jeremy? You there?
Well, Rusty, Whig said that if ever there was a time when a man deserved a drink, it was when he's just won an election. And if ever a man needed a drink, it's when he's just lost one.
Hard to argue with that kind
Amen.
Of good logic.
So we can get a drink on election day now. So for you Southern Baptists, you can't. But anyways, Jeremy, tell us about how the Capitol stayed. Tell us about these men.
So, you know, Florida has a really unique history in a lot of ways. And, of course, as you alluded, the establishment of Florida, Tallahassee is the territorial capital of Florida, happened because the doctor in St. Augustine rode toward the former soldier in Pensacola, and they were supposed to meet in the middle. And the rest is history. Tallahassee was established. And over the years, there have been multiple attempts, something like six official attempts, to move the capital from Tallahassee down to South Florida. And the most recent one that was impacted by leaders from the panhandle of Florida was in 1967 at a time when there was a senator from Miami named Lee Weisenborn. And he, of course, you know, the population was exploding in South Florida and all these legislators were tired of traveling up the sleepy old Tallahassee. And so they wanted to have a little bit of an easier commute for themselves. And Senator Weisenborn used as one of the impetus to move it was that Tallahassee had a poor record on civil rights, and that led to improvements in civil rights in the city of Tallahassee, and it also led to the construction of the new capital, which we affectionately call new. It's old now, but the obviously the direct Tallahassee relevance is that Governor Reuben Askew from Pensacola was governor at the time that the new capital was conceived and put into motion, and there today is a bronze plaque in the lobby of the Capitol, the new Capitol, that says, thank you to Senator Lee Weisenborn from Miami, who without his efforts to move the Capitol to South Florida, this new building would not have been constructed.
That's terrific. Let me stop you right there. That's great. And it was because of he didn't want to drive up. So hold on, Jeremy. We're going to take a traffic break here because there are people driving all around Pensacola right now, probably not happy about it, but go ahead.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Also, we've got that accident on Kim Strand Road and Breezy Acres. Just in case you don't know where Breezy Acres is, it's traffic is blocked all the way north of 10 Mile Road. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks for the Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve.
I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last 4 mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary at Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'm ready for it. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Rusty Branch with Jerry Moore, and we have my brother Jeremy Branch on the phone from Tallahassee, and he's talking to us about the men and the circumstances that allowed the Capitol to stay in Tallahassee after many attacks. And for some of you who are on, you're already texting, yeah, Jeremy has a much better voice than I do. Back in the day when we had answering machines, people would have him leave the message for them, you know, the I'm not home. He had a radio show when he was in high school, so he has a radio voice. I have a face for radio. So Jeremy, tell us more about these men and how the Capitol stayed in Tallahassee and kind of how politics has shifted in the Panhandle since that time.
Yeah, so this was a time when obviously it was post-Pork Chop Gang, but there was still a lot of power in Tallahassee, in the Panhandle of Florida in Tallahassee. And so when Senator Weisenborn from Miami proposed to move the Capitol to South Florida, obviously the senators from the first five districts from Pensacola to Tallahassee were adamantly opposed to that. And so they developed a plan. And that was that Senator Mallory Horn from Tallahassee would propose to file an amendment to the bill and try to bog it down. So what they did was they waited until it was the closing days of session when all the other members were trying to get their bills passed, and Senator Horn sought the floor, got recognition, and announced that he was intending to file floor amendments to the bill to move the Capitol to South Florida. And when he said that, the doors of the chamber flung open, and there you had Senator John Broxson from Santa Rosa County, Senator Dempsey Barron from Panama City, Wig Barrow from Crestview, and Askew from Pensacola. And they rolled in wheelbarrows full of blank sheets of paper that just had a few pages on top of each stack printed with words. And the implication was, here are my amendments that I'm going to file, and I'm going to bog down the entire process so that you members are not going to get any of your bills passed before the end of session. And this is how I'm going to fight the move of the Capitol from my hometown. And, of course, those other senators desperately wanting to get their bills passed were adamantly opposed to the bill. They voted to table it, and the effort died. That's how men from the panhandle of Florida saved Tallahassee as the capital.
I was going to tell Michelle Salzman and Alex Andrade, if you're listening, get those wheelbarrows ready if we need them, all right? So, but you just mentioned there were, what, four or five from here to Tallahassee. Now we have two senators from here to Tallahassee. So that's obviously changed the circumstances a lot, and we have some wonderful leaders, but There has been a shift with term limits and even representation because of demographic change. How do you see the future of the panhandle being able to, you know, navigate in this political milieu that we find ourselves in?
I think as a political hotbed of mostly of conservatism, in the state of Florida, the panhandle of Florida, I think in this new era will gain prominence. Hmm. It's been a long time since Ruben Askew was governor.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, save Senator Gates when he was Senate president and is now looking to return to the Senate. Florida has the panhandle has not had a ton of leadership in Tallahassee from the panhandle. But I think that as it continues to be a reliable voting block for the right, I think in Florida, Republicans continue to strengthen their hold on the state. I think that the importance of the Florida Panhandle, leaders from the Panhandle are going to see more opportunities. You're already seeing it in committee chairmanships in the legislature, and I think that that importance will just continue to grow as the Panhandle is a reliable voting block for conservatives.
That's incredible insight. Thank you, Jeremy. Tell us a little bit, too, about the Yellow River Code and how it played into these approaches to governing.
The Yellow River Code was an instrumental teaching element for me. It was Wig Barrow, my dear friend who Rusty alluded to earlier, that was in the Florida Senate. He closed out the later years of his life living in a cabin on Ochisee Pond, right down the road from where Rusty and I grew up in Grand Ridge, and became a mentor of mine as I was running for county commission. He helped me get elected in 06 to our local county commission seat. But he taught me a lot of things about politics and life, and one of them was that he used, in 1966, when he got elected to the Florida Senate, the Senate that year contained Ruben Askew, Bob Graham, Lawton Childs, Bob Chevin from South Florida, who later became Attorney General, Ben Hill Griffin, who was the richest man in Florida, and the football stadium at UF is named after him now. So he had to make a mark for himself as a young guy from Crestview, Okaloosa County. And so in his four speeches, he would use anecdotes from his childhood that he had learned, referred to as the Yellow River Code. And it was, according to local lore, it was the unwritten moral law of the pioneers and settlers who moved into the panhandle of Florida prior to 1820, when Florida was still a Spanish territory. And it said, among other things, you know, always look out for your family and friends. Don't let the other man get the drop on you. And so Wig would utilize those anecdotes and local color to gain attention in the legislature whenever he was trying to make floor speeches.
Yeah,
and so the stunt of rolling in the wheelbarrows full of blank paper, pretending to be amendments, that was just another element of the Yellow River Code being used in politics and put to use for good.
Yeah, Well, let me tell you, that's just terrific stuff. I know one of the things I read in the book, Yellow River Code, was you always go with those that went with you. And I know Wig was good to you, Jeremy, so I appreciate you being able to come on and tell a little bit about how the Capitol was saved and his story. And Representative Andrade just texted me. He said, I can file amendments by phone now. I don't need a wheelbarrow. Good on you.
But think of the theater, Representative.
Oh,
think
yeah.
Of the theater.
Well, thanks for being on, Jeremy. We're going to go to a break here in just a second, and we really appreciate you. And keep up the good work, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so glad that all of our friends in Pensacola get to experience a little bit of the whiplash of what it was like to grow up with Rusty as an old
Let's go to a break on that.
Let's take a look at your traffic on the fives. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. The accident on Kim Strand is cleared up right now, so no worries on that. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you for that, John. And yeah, I don't know about whiplash, but look, Jared, here's the truth of the matter. We did used to have five senators from here to Tallahassee. Now we have two. We used to have a dozen or so representatives. Now we have a handful. And so, you know, sometimes Representative Salzman or Andrade, you know, the locals are, oh, they're just playing the Tallahassee game. Or, you know, they go over there and they have to kiss butt, all this kinds of stuff. Well, quite frankly, to get the things we need in our community, to get our fair share back, There is, because of term limits, because of demographic change, there is a need to, in some sense, play that game. And we are, I believe, foolish to suggest they shouldn't, because it is the best way for them to most effectively govern for our community. And I can tell you, I know them all. I know Senator Broxson, who was a relative of John that was mentioned in that saving of the Capitol my brother just talked about. But for them to be able to do the things they want to do, and they run because they want to make our community better. None of them run because, you know, they just want to go have fun in Tallahassee and you know, do whatever some Miami senator says, right? They do it because they want to make the Panhandle better. They want to make Santa Rosa Escambia County better. And so, you know, we should give them a little deference and trust that they are over there in the process, understanding how best to navigate that process. And those are my thoughts. What do you think, Jared?
No, I agree with you for sure. I can't imagine playing, you know, sitting in a political seat here locally. I can't imagine on that state level. That is a big, big pond, and it's a complex game for sure.
Well, that's Jared Moore. I'm Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay, and we'll be back after the break. Listen on.